inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
And welcome back, yakkers. Hope you had a wonderful week. I know I had a much better week.
A better week? That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a plane and we got mail.
Finally.
I know. It was ridiculous. A week late.
Oh, is that all? It felt like more.
Yeah, it did feel like a lot more, but it was only a week. And we got our mail, and I got to pick up my mail, but it was missing stuff that I really wanted. So now I have to wait for August to get more mail.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, but did get a letter from you, so that helps.
Absolutely. Now, I did hear that it's kind of like Christmas for you guys when you finally got your mail.
Yeah, you know how you really don't know what you're getting on Christmas? Kind of how it feels like when you get mail down here, because you kind of forget what you ordered.
Because it's been so long.
Yeah, because some of the stuff was supposed to be delivered back in April, and didn't get delivered till now. And now I have to wait for August for, you know, stuff like reading glasses. So, great.
Yeah, that's a shame that those didn't come, because it's kind of something you need now.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a couple pairs left, but they're getting pretty beat up.
Yeah. I don't use mine
anyway,
enough.
That's enough of
I
that.
Should.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's enough of that. Let's get on with our show.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, so we don't have any Twitterers this week.
That's very sad.
I know. But that's okay. I'm quite happy with our current Twitter base. It's pretty stable.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, and as usual, you can always follow us at Secular Yakking on Twitter. So,
that is correct.
Fill up to it. Give us a follow.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. Now, on with the news.
Okie dokie.
First one is a interesting story out of Texas.
Ah, Texas.
Yep. Fort Worth city officials said last week that they received nearly 100 complaints about banners hung downtown that promote an atheist seminar hosted by the Dallas-Fort Worth group.
Oh.
The banners, which are bright yellow, yeah, it's funny, complaints, right?
Yeah.
The banners, which are bright yellow and hung along Main Street, say, "In No God We Trust." The bottom of the banner says, "Educational Seminar," and lists the website for the Metroplex Atheist. Pretty non-confrontational.
But the fact right? that it says, "In No God We Trust," I'm sure they're just hitting the fan with that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, in a statement on Facebook, the city said the Metroplex Atheist bought the banners, which are displayed in several downtown locations, to advertise an event on July 14th. The banners and event follow city policy.
Okay.
And they, here's what they said. "While some residents may not like the messaging on these banners, we do not currently restrict religious messaging as long as it follows the current policy and procedures for displaying banners."
And that's
pretty straightforward. Everybody gets to put up a sign.
Right. If you follow the rules, you get to do it. I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Betsy Price said she disagrees with the banners.
I was getting that idea.
Yeah. She said, "I was appalled when I saw the banners currently being displayed downtown. I do not support or agree with the message. We must respect freedom of speech. As we approach 4th of July, we must remember that many Americans have fought and died for the freedoms we cherish today."
Okay, that makes
so
no...
So she doesn't like them?
No, that makes no sense.
Well, she doesn't like them, but she said fine that they're up. You know, they have... She's saying that the Metroplex Atheists have a right to put them up, and she doesn't like them, but oh well.
Oh, I thought she said she does... Well, I guess I got that wrong, but I got that she doesn't like that they're being displayed. She doesn't agree with it, but I missed the part where she said she does respect freedom of speech. So she's
right.
But the fact that she said we must remember that many Americans have fought and died for the freedoms we cherish today, then she needs to be respectful of that, because by saying kind of, you know, that she disagrees, she should just keep her opinions close to herself. Fine, don't agree with it, that's perfectly fine, but you don't need to give an opinion in either way, because you're supposed to hold a non-judgmental stance for either way, you know?
Yeah. Well, my thought on her comment was that imagine how it must feel to atheists to see in God we trust on everything.
Now, why would they go and put their feet in someone else's shoes?
I know.
I mean, you
but
know,
some other.
I was just going to say, walking in, you know, our shoes for just a, you know, few days while those banners are up, imagine, you know, if she had to live like that every day, she'd just lose it.
Oh, yeah. But there were other folks who weren't happy about the banners.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, at least four banners were damaged with cuts, and they were cut almost all the way up. A total of 66 banners were suspended from lamp post, and luckily others were produced in case they needed replacements, said Terry McDonald, the director treasurer of Metroplex Atheist.
Yeah, it's pretty sad that you have to have some ready because you know it's going to happen. It's the same thing when we did the
ridiculous
post at Christmas time because you knew it would get damaged, and boy, did it ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it got destroyed.
Yep.
Just because people can't stand to see other viewpoints.
I know.
And that goes on here because Texas country singer Matt Kimbrough also dislikes the banners. Yeah, he posted this on Facebook. He says, I can't believe the city of Fort Worth is allowing this downtown. The signs offend me and shit to everyone that has strong faith. I'll be messaging Mayor Betsy Price. Kind of hard to support a city that lets this happen.
Are you kidding me? That's just ridiculous.
So he obviously doesn't believe in any form of free speech.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The whole point is free speech. That's what this country is about. That's kind of the whole point of Independence Day. To have the right to believe what you want without being told by someone that you have to do it this way. There's no highway option. That's the whole damn point. And the fact that they can't just, you know, allow someone to hold this group. I mean, how many religious things do they have on a regular basis, on a daily basis? And yet, you know, I mean, the fact that they're just sitting there saying, this is appalling, and I can't believe it's in my city, blah, blah. I mean, that's actually kind of disgusting if you think about it, really.
Yeah. Well, he went on to say, they said it met all the criteria, and then, well, can you update your criteria? So basically, he wants the city to silence atheism.
Yeah.
Like seeing it.
Right. He wants the rules changed to exclude, is what he wants. Then we might as well go back to saying that women shouldn't be working or people of color shouldn't be allowed to share the same water fountain. I mean, come on, give me a break. This is ridiculous. It's actually kind of...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's kind of shameful that the fact that this is, you know, around the 4th of July, you know, Independence Day, because that's the polar opposite of the point, you know? I mean, as far as your rights, I mean, that's what everyone decade after century after day fight for. And to exclude someone is not the American way. I'm sorry. It's just not.
No. And speaking of the American way, got another story for you.
Okay.
We're going to go way up. We're going to go way up to Alaska for this one.
Oh, okay.
In 2016, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly changed its invocation policy after Satanic member Iris Fontana urged listeners to embrace the Luciferian impulse to eat of the Tree of Knowledge and ended her presentation with the words, Hail Satan.
Of course they did.
Yeah, they decided to only allow individuals from pre-approved religious organizations to deliver prayers at assembly meetings.
Wow, so again with the discriminating.
Yeah. Like I said, the American way.
Jeez, what is wrong with people?
Well, they were sued. Yeah, ridiculous. Well, they were sued, and last October, the Alaska Supreme Court struck down the policies as unconstitutional.
Good.
So on Tuesday, she returned to present her invocation at the opening meeting once again. And it was very nice. She said, let's cast aside our differences to use reason, logic, science, compassion to create solutions for greater good of our community. That which will not bend must break, and that which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared it as demise. It is done. Hail Satan. Thank you.
I thought that was nice.
So, yeah, that's not bad. I mean, it's good.
I don't see why anyone would have anything wrong with that. I mean, it's not one way or another, except I'm guessing they have an issue when she says, Hail Satan. I mean, come on. But
Yeah, well, apparently they did have an issue because several officials and several members of the audience left the room.
God, people are disgusted.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's their right not to participate in that invocation.
That is correct.
So if they don't want to be a part of a satanic invocation, that's fine with me. They shouldn't require everyone to be a part of a Christian invocation.
That is correct.
Now imagine what would happen if assembly members got up and walked out during a Christian invocation.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. The same thing. You would be ostracized.
Yep. And even right afterwards, a local news station interviewed one of the people who walked out. And he says, "We want God's blessing on America, not Satan's curses. Lucifer is the eternal loser. Let's keep him out."
Kidding?
So just more Satan's not wanting free speech.
Well, exactly. Not Satan's curses. I didn't hear anything in there. If anything, she was trying to get everyone to work together and keep, you know, our personal issues personal, but let's work on the community together, you know, to get things done.
Right.
And of course, that's not what they see, as usual.
No. Yeah, the best option here is just to stop invocations. If you don't like the invocation of another religion, don't have yours. Pretty simple stuff.
Well, I was going to say, I
bet this is what's going to happen. I guarantee you within a couple meetings, there's going to be a move to get rid of the invocations completely, just to keep the Satanists from doing it again.
Or atheists, for that matter.
Yeah, well, satanic temple, atheism, same thing.
Yeah, well, they don't think so.
Yeah, well, no, certainly not. Anyway, I'll keep an eye out and see if they do cancel it. Who knows?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Nope. I got something else that's just as ridiculous.
Okay.
This is from Disney, weirdly enough.
Okay.
So they cast R&B singer, I think it's Halle Bailey. It's not Halle Berry, by the way. As Ariel in a live-action version of Little Mermaid, which sparked social media centered around the hashtag, not my Ariel.
Yeah, some people pronounce it Ariel or Ariel. No, tell, because I don't know anything.
Go with Sebastian's.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, Sebastian, when you said it that way. But yeah, I don't know anything about her, so I have no idea.
Well, it's because she's black.
So?
Yeah, that was my
that's
point.
That's it?
Yep.
Well, that's just stupid.
Well, in response to complaints over blackwashing of the Disney carrier Ariel, people posted hilarious memes, mostly querying why there were complaints about who exactly could play a fictional creature.
God, people.
Yeah, there were all these people coming out and say, you can't, Ariel's white, mermaids are white. You know, you can't change history. You can't change facts.
Okay, it's a freaking story by Hans Christian Andersen.
It's a fictional. It's not even, Disney's not even doing the original Hans Christian Andersen
version.
Well,
that's what I was going to say, because, hey, people, guess what? She doesn't make it in the end in the actual story. So why aren't you ragging on the fact that she doesn't...
Scary.
Why doesn't she die at the end of the Disney one? Because if they want to stick true to it...
No. Yeah, and, by the way, she's green in the original.
Oh, that I did not know. I guess I haven't read the story, but I do know some of it. I never read the entire thing.
Yes, yeah. Well, Bailey, who's 19 and rose fame under pop queen Beyonce, said it was a dream come true to play the lead role. Director Rob Marshall said Bailey had been cast after an extensive search and praised her rare combination of spirit, heart, innocence, substance, plus a glorious singing voice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So here's a couple of comments from the other side. They said, why do they make Ariel black?
I was going to say, do I even want to hear this?
Oh, yeah. Here's the perfect one. Why did they make Ariel black? I'm not racist, but why the heck would they make her black? She was white in the original film. Imagine if Snow White would be black or Tiana white.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not racist, but that statement right there says everything, by the way.
As soon as that's the racist starting. I'm not racist, but.
Exactly.
Yeah. As soon as you say that, you're automatically racist. So. Yeah. But some Twitter users decided to have some fun with it.
Uh-huh.
And here's a couple of those. One said, I'm offended by the casting as a woman of color as Ariel. They should have used an actual real mermaid. Sick and tired of this human privilege.
Oh, that's funny. They should have used a real mermaid.
Demanding... Yeah. Well, these are the people that are making fun of the stupid.
Oh, okay. Because that's funny.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Here's another one. Racist demanding a white mermaid because all mermaids are white, because mermaids are a real thing and are restricted by facts. And my favorite, imagine believing Jesus is white, but believing a fictional mermaid can't be black.
This is funny. I can't believe they're
having... outrage for this is insane.
It truly is. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I do know that there has been other things done like this where you make a reversion of it or take a cartoon, turn it live, whatever, and they make the character completely, whether it's color or race or they're one thing or another that they weren't in the original cartoon or some stuff like that. They do this all the time. What's the big deal, first of all? And second of all, I can't believe people are having issue with this. I mean, I wouldn't have even thought to go there, honestly.
I know. Brandy played Cinderella.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody seemed to go crazy over that, or if they did, I missed that.
And Michael Jackson played a scarecrow in The Wiz.
Yes, that is correct. Not only was Dorothy white, she was a girl. So why weren't they ragging on that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, the stuff that people nitpick about.
I know. This is just a ridiculous thing. We got bigger issues than this.
It's intolerance. But
I thought it was fun. Yeah.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either. So that makes it all even.
Yep, we got another Potter Award.
Okie dokie.
This one's pretty good. Comes to us from North Carolina.
Okay.
And it is Lieutenant Governor. Yeah, we haven't had North Carolina in a while.
But no.
It is Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, who is currently exploring a bid for governor in 2020. And he delivered a sermon last Sunday denouncing America's diversity and multiculturalism and calling for Christian assimilation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Delivered as part of a Salisbury-based Cornerstone Church Celebrate America service, Force issued a stern warning that diversity was destroying America. And here's a little bit of that sermon.
Okay.
No other nation, my friends, has ever survived the diversity and multiculturalism that America faces today. Because of a lack of assimilation, because of this division, and because of identity politics. But no other nation has ever been founded on the principles of Jesus Christ, that being the redemption and reconciliation through atoning of the blood of our Savior.
Wow.
There's a whole lot wrong with that.
So much
wrong with that.
Really?
Wow.
That's a big wow.
Yeah. So let's start off with the diversity and multiculturalism. That is what makes America great, is that we are a diverse culture. We have so many different cultures.
Exactly.
That add to us, right?
That is
America. No one wants to
assimilate.
We don't want to be like the Borg.
Exactly. Right. That's what went through my head. The Borg totally went right through my head as soon as you said that. I'm like, wait, what?
When I hear assimilation, that's exactly what I mean, because that's exactly what the Borg wanted. They wanted everybody to be the same.
Exactly.
And then the rest of us, ridiculousness.
Guessing he was
on the principles of Jesus Christ.
That okay, so obviously he knows nothing about his history whatsoever, and he thinks he's in another country, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I mean, this is like the polar opposite of what America is and how it came to be.
Yeah, it is.
God.
Well, that's not all. As you know, a Mr. Potter Award must be earned.
Oh, yeah.
And he does earn it. After Reverend Billy Graham died, he was part of a coalition to place a statue of the Christian preacher in the Capitol Rotunda.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Each state is allowed to request two statues in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall. North Carolina Governor Ward Cooper has asked for a statue of the former Governor Charles Aycock, a white supremacist, to come down to make room for the Charlotte-born preacher. Legislators in the state actually approved the change in 2015, but the statue couldn't be made until Graham died.
Wow, they asked that when he was still kicking?
Yeah, he was still alive, and they wanted to put up a statue. That's crazy.
Lieutenant Dan.
Go ahead. Lieutenant Governor Dan. Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. Also sent a letter to the architect of the Capitol, and it says, as Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina and President of the North Carolina Senate, I write to encourage you to approve North Carolina's request replace Governor Aycock's statue with one of Reverend Graham. You know, They're replacing a white supremacist statue with a religious supremacist. To me, there's no difference. And Billy Graham was as much a racist as any other North Carolina preacher.
Yeah. Maybe not as bold as, say, a typical white supremacist, I would imagine.
He wasn't that stupid. No, but he was very, very pro-religion in government. Part of the In God We Trust concept. He was there for that.
Yep.
And it was ridiculous.
Why can't they?
We shouldn't be putting up statues of religious figures in our government buildings.
Why can't they put up statues of someone who has made like a scientific discovery from the state of North Carolina, or someone who has made a, you know, impact in technology, or someone who's really accomplished something along those lines versus, say, a white supremacist or a holy roller, or, you know what I mean? I'm probably not saying it correctly, but put the Wright brothers up there or something. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that would be nice. It's ridiculous. Well, I have more examples of his potteriness.
Of course.
In 2018, during the uproar over voter ID, he came up with a rather convoluted conspiracy on how you can steal an election with voter fraud simply because North Carolina doesn't have a voter ID law.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Well, here's how he said it would work. And in an animated video, he shows a group could engage in voter fraud by scraping public data from the state voting records. This would involve compiling a list of who has not voted at the end of early voting, cutting that list for voters who have only voted once in the last four elections. And he says, make those two moves, and presto, you now have a virgin list of eligible voters who have not yet voted and have a history of not showing up at the polls.
Okay, that was a lot for me to take in.
So I'm going to break it down. Basically, he's saying, get a list of the people who haven't voted yet this year, right? Because North Carolina does early voting. And you parse that list out to those who haven't voted since the last big election, right? So people who don't normally vote, so no one's going to know who they are.
Yeah.
Right? And they're unlikely to vote this time because it was a midterm. So then here's where it gets really interesting. You hire a bunch of people and then they go vote in their place.
He's really nice and an honest person. That's sweet of him.
Well, this is his theory on how it could be done.
Right, I know. Which, those who smelt it, dealt it, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Just saying.
And he says, it's all because North Carolina doesn't require photo ID. If you require photo ID, you couldn't do this. Here's the problem with this whole conspiracy, and that's why I call it a conspiracy, is that you would have to hire people to pull the data, right? Which would not necessarily be illegal. But if they knew what it was for, that's felony, right? Then you'd have to hire people to act as other people to go vote. That's another felony. So now you've got trying to get thousands of people to commit felonies. Yeah. Hard to do.
You think?
And across an entire state. And keep it secret.
Not impossible. In today's society.
It never happened.
That's just
small stuff compared. Yeah. But that's just small stuff compared to some of his other actions. And this is probably, in my opinion, the worst.
Okay.
Well, in 2016, during the height of the bathroom debacle, North Carolina passed a religious freedom bill targeting LGBT residents of the state, banning anti-discrimination ordinances from enforcing transgender people to use bathroom of the opposite sex. The whole Charlotte bathroom thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, he defended the law on the program Washington Watch, run by Family Research Council, which has been designated as a hate group by Southern Poverty Law Center for its extremely anti-gay rhetoric.
Yeah.
He said, well, our bill does not discriminate against anybody. In fact, the Charlotte ordinance was amazingly discriminatory against especially women and girls who no longer had the freedom to walk into a restroom and know they would be safe and secure in that restroom without a man walking in or a pedophile or a predator walking in that bathroom.
Wow.
This is one of, this particular argument is probably the one that pisses me off the most.
Oh, yeah. I know it does.
And just the idea that you equate transgender people with pedophiles and rapists is one thing.
Yes. Right?
But to say that women and girls are no longer safe just because transgenders are allowed to use a bathroom they identify with is just the most ridiculous thing ever.
It's the stupidest.
Because it's not what's happening.
No, not at all. It's the stupidest thing I had ever heard of when they started saying that stuff. I mean, truly, it was. I don't understand the ignorance that people have, or the hate. It's not always ignorance. Sometimes
it's
just flat out
hate. It's not ignorance. It's hate.
Yeah, it's more hate than anything.
Yeah. Well, that sort of stuff was not happening before 2016, and 3 years later, it's still not happening. It was just another scare tactic from a bigoted asshole.
Huh. That's ridiculous 3 years later, you know?
Yeah. Still, it hasn't been a problem, and it won't be a problem, because it is still illegal for a man to walk into a bathroom and rape someone.
It's illegal to walk in any bathroom, man or woman, and rape anyone. You could have a grown man walk into a man's bathroom and rape a boy. So what's the difference?
That's the whole point. That is my whole point. There's already a law that says you can't do this thing that they're saying that people are going to do. And they're saying that, you know, if we don't have this law to keep them out of the bathrooms, it's not going to happen. That law doesn't work.
And honestly, you actually have higher chances, and there might actually be proof out there. I don't know statistics, but having an adult man, you know, mess with or just be inappropriate in one way or another in a man's bathroom with a younger boy is not that impossible or even unheard of. I mean,
it happens.
It does. And unfortunately, that's more of a in the men's bathroom than, say, in a woman's bathroom, because women, for the most part, are not, they don't pursue things like that because, you know, men are so much more visual than women in the first place. But I don't understand why they think just because they're in a same set, you know, a man in a men's bathroom, it's supposed to be so much safer than a man coming in a woman's bathroom. Are you kidding me? It's not the case.
Yeah, that's... No.
I mean, you anyway. Don't let your small children or your young children in the bathroom by themselves. Even if you're just standing there waiting by the sink or something, you know, don't leave your kids unattended. And as far as, you know, just because he's going in a man's bathroom doesn't make it any better than if he went in a woman's. So that argument is absolutely inappropriate.
Yeah, pedophiles going to do what they're going to do. Regardless of what bathroom they're in.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's why he is most deserving of a Potter Award this week.
Yeah, he holds no shame.
Yeah.
There's a winner for you.
And, yeah, that's why he won the award. He's a winner. All right. I think that's all the action I'm going to have for you this week.
I think I'm all done.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys next week.
It'll be next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!
Shoo-bop.
Shoo-bop, shoo-wada-wada.
Yippity-boom-da-boom. Chang-chang, chang-a-de-chang, shabop. Dip-de-dip-de-dip-de-wop-a-doo-be-doo. Boogie-woody-woody-woody-woody. Shoo-bitty-wop, shoo-wop. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yippity-dip-de-doo. What? I remember it. We did it in high school.
Well, that's going in the show.